Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome in. Hour number two on a MLK Magic City Monday. Chris Broussard will be back. Manana will do more about the birthday celebration that went on in Las Vegas. Chris will talk about it. He was a roaster. He had a good time. We all had a good time. We'll talk more about that tomorrow when Chris is here. Kerry Rhodes is in his stead. Love working with Kerry. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. And shortly after the show, our podcast will be going up. And if you missed any of our show today, be sure to check out the podcast. Just search Odd Couple wherever you get your podcasts. And be sure to follow, rate, and review the podcast. Again, just search Odd Couple wherever you get your podcasts. And we'll you'll see today's show will be posted right after we get off the air. Rob G, you know this now that my birthday party's come and gone. Rob G, the first thing he says, oh, I see you eating pasta now, because I've been on a strict for the last year, Rob G, right? I was on a strict.
Yeah, you were like on the Atkins diet.
I lost 40 some odd pounds in the past year.
Wow.
And though, so some people in Detroit, I bring it up because they think I should be eating crow today. Is that, that's the reason, Rob G, why, yes.
That was a good joke. That was better than what you said at your comedy, bro, your stand-up routine.
Rob G, was it a little too blue for you? Or
no, some of the jokes, I mean, I heard some of them before, but the other ones, I'm like, you can't say that on the radio. So I'm glad that you there was a no cell phone rule in effect, because Rob would have been fired.
I might have been fired. It went a little blue.
Yeah, so I was going to ask, can I get a little bit of that? But I guess I'll refrain from that.
We got a video coming.
Yeah,
where we're going to put together, and I'll be able to send
it to me. Yeah,
about tonight.
But
I know
the raw, unedited stuff.
Yeah,
I'll have to send you that separately.
Yes,
because if Rob wants to have a future in media, you can have those jokes out and about.
I'm not ready to retire yet, so I got to hold on. But yes. So from Detroit, I'm hearing about I should eat crow, and I was never buying into the Lions. You know my history in Detroit. I covered Detroit Lions as a columnist for like 20 years, went on the road. I saw everything. I saw the Megatron and Stafford losses in the postseason. I saw two 24-game road losing streaks, which you looked at me and can't believe, shook your head.
That's unfathomable.
That was during the Matt Millen era when he was GM. Just awful stuff. It was incredible how bad it was. And my whole point this year was everything lined up nicely for them.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers done out of the division. They had never won the NFC North, right? It's been a long time coming. Never won that division. So obviously there's no Aaron Rodgers in the division. So Packers got a new quarterback in Minnesota.
Kirk Cousins got hurt.
Got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bears weren't that good.
Yeah.
So there it is. They should have won a division. It was set up for them. Okay. My whole point was I'm going to believe it when they win a playoff game. Okay? That something different is happening in Detroit.
Yeah.
I'm not crowning them anything, but that something different is happening from what I was used to seeing. Because they made it, people made it like they had never won 10 or 11 games. They did with Jim Caldwell.
Yes.
They did go to the playoffs. They just didn't win.
Yeah.
So that was my whole point, was like, let's not act like they never won 10 games, they never went to the playoffs, and this is all brand new.
Uh-huh.
I've seen those teams, and they lost.
Yeah.
And they had good players. Calvin Johnson was a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
They had Stafford. They had Ndamukong Suh. Yeah. They had, you know what I mean, like some talented players.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, they hold on. They get out to a lead in the first half. Only score 3 points in the second half, but it's enough. And they hold the Rams. They win 24-23. What was the Rams, Rob G? 0-3 in the red zone in the second half.
Yep.
You know, couldn't get there. Couldn't get home.
Couldn't get in.
And that was the difference in the game. What your thoughts on the Lions this game and moving forward?
Well, you said,
because I got to give you credit. You did say that they would win the playoff game. You right? You called it.
I did call that. But yeah, it was one of those things where you say you were waiting to see something new. I think you should have saw something new when Dan Campbell came in. And I know there's been coaches that have come in and spoke their talk, and you know,
his name was Rod Marinelli, and he went 0-16. Exactly. I've seen those guys. You know, Rod.
He went 0-16.
Yeah, they went 0-16. And let me tell you, the year he went 0-16, Roger Goodell came to the Lions practice facility, met with the coach, and I swear, he comes into the media and he's like, I met with Coach Marinelli, and after I talked to him, man, I wanted to put on pads and a helmet myself and play. Like, he was that guy.
Uh-huh.
Military guy, talked a great game, got a pound of rock, all that.
But, yes. But see,
I know Dan played.
So, I was just about to say, so that part, right? Yes, you can come in and talk the talk, but you can see his players walking the walk for him. He doesn't have to do that anymore. You don't see him saying the outlandish stuff that he said when he first got there. His players are doing that, and they're showing that. So, I mean, we could see that. Even down the stretch last year, right, the way they played down the stretch last year, they had bought in. The fans bought in. The fans were there, loud. They were showing up. And you could see the support starting to change there. And all that, you know, that carryover from that, those couple of years to this moment now where they are. I mean, this team is for real, and you can see it. I mean, you can see the talent. You can see the X's and O's that are being put in place as well. This is a really well-rounded team.
Well, see, let me just push back a little bit on that.
That's okay. Yeah, for sure.
Let's do this. Here's why I still question where they were going and what we were seeing.
Yep.
When they played the playoff teams, the good teams, they didn't win. And that is why I started to question, what are we really watching? Okay, they beat Kansas City to start the season.
Maybe Kansas City game
and they were missing their two out of their three best players.
They're missing Kelce, yep.
And
Jones, yep.
Okay, so they won.
Yep.
I'm not taking it away from them. Mm-hmm. Then they had a game against Baltimore. That was like, oh, we're going to match, see where we are in Baltimore. They lost 38-6.
Yeah, it wasn't close.
That was an embarrassment.
Yep.
They gave up 38 points to the Chargers. So I'm like, okay, they won that game long field goal, but they gave up 38 points in that game. Mm-hmm. They lost to Green Bay.
Well, you know, that loss doesn't look as bad now.
No,
though.
But at home at that time, Green Bay wasn't that good, and they were 9-2 at that time.
Yep.
And they lost to the Bears. Okay.
They lost to the Bears down the stretch, or was it early on?
And then they lost to the Bears December 10th, at the end of the season.
Yeah.
So they lost that game. And then they also lost to the Cowboys in Dallas. You remember, that was another like game that they should have won.
They should have won
They should have won that game, but they didn't.
Yeah.
So I saw those kind of games, and that's what gave me pause.
Well, you're operating from a place of futility.
Because that's all I saw.
So, right. That's where you're operating from. But if you look at this team, obviously there's going to be some stinkers in the season. You're not going to play well all the way throughout. But just seeing the mechanics of their operation and how the coach – you know, has set them up to be successful, and for them to go out and play the way they have, it's been night and day for me. And so, yes, I predict them, you know, not just getting this one playoff win. I think they're going to win another one, and I think they're going to make it to the NFC Championship game, and I think they're going to have a chance to to prove a lot of people wrong. And
so
hopefully
are they going to the Super Bowl?
I'm not
going to
say, not
going
to say that.
Why not?
I'm not, because it may have to, they may have to go through San Fran and Kendall.
So what?
I mean, out here in Santa Clara. So
yeah,
that's
but they get to the Super Bowl. You got to play a good team, right?
Yes,
do you think they can win this? Go to the Super Bowl?
I do think they can.
So do you think they will?
I'm not going to say that.
Why not? I'm trying to make things
happen. I see that, but San Francisco is the best team. But Detroit, on a given Sunday, if they have the right recipe that day, can beat San Fran too as well. But I'm not going to say they're going to be the representation of the NFC right now.
And anybody who's watched me locally on KNBC, I do the show called The Challenge after every football game, after Sunday Night Football.
Yep.
I never bought into the Rams. They had this stretch at the end. They beat, again, they beat a lot of bad teams, got a nice run going, and I just was even not convinced. Like, everybody had Matthew Stafford going to the Hall of Fame again. Like, that talk, every time he wins a play, you know, like wins a number of games, he should be in the Hall of Fame. No, he shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame. And I give him credit because I think he was. Did he get a concussion or?
It looked like it. Yeah.
And he kept going. Yeah.
Man, he was on the ground. They had an image of him on Twitter. I mean, eyes were wide open. Like he was out. He was out of it. I mean, he was so tough in that game. He played well. Wasn't his fault that playoff game?
No.
Yeah.
No. But the Lions, they did win a playoff game, first time since 1991. Which is a long time. I remember watching the game.
I remember that game, too.
Yes, it was on CBS. I'm almost positive. No, what am I thinking? Yeah, I think it was CBS, because I remember John Madden, after the game, saying, you're watching. They beat the Cowboys with Aikman.
Oh, I know, yeah.
And Emmitt and Michael Irvin. And him saying, you're watching the two teams of the 90s. The Lions and the Cowboys. And remember, they demolished the Cowboys that day.
They did.
And he said, you'll be seeing plenty from these two in the next decade.
That's crazy.
And guess what?
That was
Cowboys wound up going on to being a dynasty, winning 3 out of 4, right? And the Lions never got back, never won a playoff game after that. And it's incredible.
And even taking a step further, that next week got destroyed by Washington.
Right, next week.
Like, so it wasn't that close for them even at that point. But to think that they wouldn't have a chance to really get back to that at that time.
With some of the players they have now. And football is funny. Sports is funny. That's why windows open and close. Quick. Like, we talk about it all the time. Like Buffalo, I thought their window closed. All right, they're going to play the Chiefs. Here's their opportunity. If they don't get past the Chiefs, that team might not be together again. You know what I mean? They did what they did against Pittsburgh, but that was a given. Now they got the big test.
Yeah, both of those teams have underachieved this year, so it'll be
it's interesting, right?
To see. Yeah, for sure.
All right, but the Lions are what we're talking about today, and I know people are listening in Detroit. They want to call and yell at me and tell me how wrong I am. I just want to know where you were the last 20 years when I was right, but that's another story. You didn't call in when they didn't make the playoffs and say, Rob, you were right.
No, they had the bags over their head at that time.
Exactly. Now I'm wrong. Where are you on the Lions, NFL America? Are you all the way in? Like, Kerry Rhodes is all the way in. Not only is he on the bandwagon, he's driving the bandwagon.
And I can drive the bus. I've been there. I'm driving the bus.
He is driving it, and they're passing out Lions Kool-Aid to anybody who will drink.
And no Stafford jerseys. We're blocking those out
That's
as well
right.
during the process.
Where are you? Are you convinced that the Lions have turned the corner and they're going to the Super Bowl, going to the NFC Championship game, as Kerry thinks, or you still want to see more? I'm in that ladder camp. When they get to the Super Bowl and they're in Las Vegas like we are, Rob G, me, you, Chris, and we're talking to Detroit Lions, then I'm going to have a big bowl of humble pie on a plate. I'll do that.
I'll cook it for you. The pie for you.
There you go. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. I want to hear from you. Where are you on the Detroit Lions? This is unbelievable. I said that they actually won a playoff game.
Say it again, Rob. Say
the
it louder.
The Lions won a playoff game. Putting my mouth together to form those words.
I saw it. It was
a little difficult.
It looked like it was hurtful.
That's what it felt like. I felt like I had a glizzy in my mouth.
I had a glizzy in my mouth.
All right, we want to hear from you. 877-99 on Fox. Stick and stay.
To purchase your tickets to the Super Bowl to watch the Detroit Lions play in the U.S. of A.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Now is the time to make real the promises of democracy. Now is the time to rise from the dark and desolate valley of segregation to the sunlit path of racial justice. Now is the time.
Alex, really nice touch with the MLK, for real. I mean, it's MLK Day. Let's not... I know people are off. It's a holiday. It's a holiday for a reason. He was a great man.
Yes, sir.
And we can never forget that. 877-99 on Fox. Rob Parker and Kerry Rhodes in for Chris Broussard. Our telephone number, 877-99 on Fox. Where are you on your Detroit Lions? Are you a believer, or you still need to see more like yours truly? We're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. And did you know, Discover wants everyone to feel special, like the Detroit Lions. That's right. That's why with your Discover card, you have 24/7 customer service access, as well as $0 Freud liability, which means you never, ever are held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations apply. 877-99 on Fox.
So let's get to the callers, Rob. Let's see what they think. Let's see if they're with me or they're with you. We're gonna take Dre from Michigan. You're on with the Odd Couple. How you doing, brother?
What's going on with y'all? Y'all all right today?
We're doing good.
Doing good.
Man.
How are you?
I'm doing great, Rob. Man, hey, brother, I got to agree with you, man.
Oh,
I'm like the Rob Parker of all my friends. I'm telling you, it's hard for me, man. It's hard for me. I feel like that little kid who daddy sat on the porch every Saturday hoping your daddy come pick you up and they never
come. And they never come. Oh, my God.
That's how I feel, bro. And it's like I'm trying not to go in the house. I'm trying to stay on the porch.
Hey, it's dark out. He coming. I know he's coming.
You know, the one time I go on the porch, now he want to drive down the street. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel right now. But, you know, I'm proud of the Lions. I'm happy for them. But it's just hard for me to put that faith. I feel like as soon as I do, they're going to let me down.
Yeah, so I mean, I get that. I mean, you got to be happy, though. They won the game. And like I said, I was waiting for them to win a game before I got as crazy as people were getting crazy about the Lions.
It's been crazy.
Oh, I already know. I mean, I don't think right now, Kerry, if you went to Detroit and you went to a Party City store, you couldn't buy any confetti. They probably bought up all the confetti in Detroit.
Rob, listen.
The only reason why it's not a parade is because it's freezing outside. Right. That's the reason why we ain't having a parade.
No, one of my buddies is a Detroit fan from Detroit. He called right away. We going to the Super Bowl, baby. I was like, oh my God. Here we go.
Here we go. Thanks a lot, Dre. Appreciate it. 877-99 on Fox.
All right, we got another caller. We got a Coach G from Augusta. You're on with the odd couple, man. How you doing, brother?
Good. How y'all doing today on this MLK weekend?
Doing great. Well, man. Doing great.
Good deal. That's right. I like that little segment you put in there. Check this out. On the Detroit Lions, it's real simple. It doesn't matter 20 years ago. The only thing matters right there in 2024, they're one of the hottest teams in the NFL.
Let me say this, coach. Hold on.
I want you to know.
When people said that to me, they used to say that to me 20 years ago. Oh, it don't matter what. It don't matter that they only won one playoff game in 1957. That was back in 1992, 93, 94, 2000, 2010, 2015. No, I'm just trying to say, don't act like sometimes your history doesn't factor in. I'm not saying that. That's all.
Rob, you must have some kind of photographic memory. I'd love to play you in chess if you play chess. Here's the deal, Rob. This is 2024.
Tell him, Coach G.
Right? We tried to get the Super Bowl this year.
He said we. He's on the team. I already know where this is coming from. He on the team now.
Who's the next victim?
Okay, I got you. All right. I didn't know. I'll watch for you for the game. I'll wait to see what player you are, what position
Coach,
you play.
Yeah, Coach G's 47.
He said we.
He's number 47.
Okay. Thank you, Coach. Appreciate it. 877-9905. I ain't going to argue with no fans because I get it. Once you say we.
Oh, he said we.
We say we.
Yeah. Bad boys for life.
Yes. 877-99 on Fox.
We got Greg from Fort Lauderdale. You're on with the Odd Couple, man. What's going on? What's your take on this?
You know what? I've been a Detroit Lions fan my whole life, and I'm the biggest Lions skeptic out there, and I got to agree with Rob's sentiment here. All right. They got to prove it.
Yeah.
This is the first time that I remember. I grew up a Barry Sanders fan.
Yep.
I remember the 91 or the 92 win and the complete dud that followed.
Right.
So to be on the bandwagon right now and to just be on cloud nine to me is silly. I think they got to prove it. They got to win another game. They have a winnable game coming up.
Right. Yep. I'm with you. That's all I'm saying. I'm giving them credit for winning the game that they won. They did win.
Yeah.
They won it, but 60 years of failure, how could you expect to win a Super Bowl until they prove it?
I hear you. I hear you, Greg. I mean,
so I'm with Rob.
I got you.
Rob, 100%.
Are you shocked how many people are with me? I'm telling you. I've lived.
I'm shocked.
Thanks for the call. But I've lived in that town for 20 years.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. I've seen it, man. And that's why I was like, okay, when they win a game, then I'll say, okay, something different is happening.
Right.
Because I've seen it before. They had good players. They had a good coach. What we got? Did we get a score or nothing?
No. We got a field goal. We got a field goal from Tampa.
Okay.
They went out and got three. It should have been a holding call, a pass interference in the red zone.
They didn't call it in the end zone.
They didn't call it. So they settled for threes.
Well, that's a good start when the defense can stop because they moved the ball down pretty easily. So if you can hold them to a field goal, you're good. All right. Coming up next, we're going to talk to the Hall of Famer, Rod Woodson.
Yeah, that's right. We'll check in
with him. Fox Sports Radio, of course, NFL analyst as well. But first, let's get you caught up.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios, Rob Parker and Kerry Rhodes in for Chris Broussard. He'll be back tomorrow, manana. Our next guest is a Hall of Famer. You know, the Hall of Fame DB, Rod Woodson, and of course the Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst. Rod, welcome in on this MLK Day. Say hi to Kerry Rhodes.
Hey, Kerry, how are you?
Rod, what's up, brother? Always good to hear from you. Yep.
Absolutely.
All is good. Please, except for in Dallas, help us. My goodness gracious. Rod, they weren't prepared. They weren't ready. Dak Prescott needed Airwick pinned to his jersey. I mean, how bad was this?
It didn't look good. Let's say it that way. I mean, they played well during the regular season like they normally do, and then they get to the postseason and they kind of fall off for some odd reason. Now, if we had answers for it and the coaches had answers for it, it wouldn't happen.
Right.
But – you know, for some reason, just that same vigor, that same flame that the players played with, and they just don't play with it when they get to the postseason for some reason.
Where are you on Dak? I'm out on Dak. I'm 2-5 in the postseason. He just turned to goo yesterday when it mattered most, seriously. And I don't know. I know the contract's, albatross around the Cowboys' neck and all that. But I just cannot understand how you can continue to go the same route when I just don't think that you're going to win anything with Dak Prescott.
Well, I don't think they lost because of Dak, right? I just don't. I think Dak is a really good quarterback. I think he can play. That defense didn't show up now.
There you go.
No, I get.
Didn't show up either now.
No, he had a podcast to do.
You know, so, I mean, to me – you know, to say Dak is not the guy, I think Dak is more than suitable to be a starting quarterback in the National Football
League. Not saying he can't be a starter, but the Cowboys, Rod, is what I'm saying. They're trying to win a Super Bowl.
But you win as a team.
No, I get that. But their first four possessions, two punts, a pick, and a pick six. I mean, like you're in a hole at home.
The pick six was bad. That was.
Okay.
That was a bad throw.
Yeah. Rod, I got a question for you. So, the difference, get our audience a picture of the intensity and the focus, the level that you have to go to be successful in the playoffs. So you've had successful runs, obviously, but what's the difference between the regular season and the playoffs as far as intensity and focus goes?
I mean, it really shouldn't be any different because that's the way you should play during the regular season,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
But everybody always say, you got to crank it up a notch.
Right.
Well, I mean, for us, when I play for all the teams I played for, we're going to play that way throughout the whole regular season. So when the postseason gets here, it's another game for us.
Yeah. There you go.
Now the key is, you're one and done if you don't play well.
Right.
So you got to have your A game. And that means doing everything that you have to do, getting all the sleep that you got to getting all your nutrition you got to get, all the recovery you have to have.
Yep.
All that stuff has to be there for you. And as a player, you're going to go out there and play fast physical football and give it your all because if you don't win, you're going fishing.
No doubt. All right, we got Buffalo and Kansas City. Mm-hmm. Kansas City on the road, got to go to Buffalo. How big is this for just the Buffalo? Like, because I think their window and, like, they turned it around. They looked like they were going to be, you know, broken up. The team looked like they weren't going to make the playoffs at one point. They've won six in a row now.
Yeah.
Is this their chance to redeem themselves? Kansas City hasn't been good this year. You know, not what we usually expect from them, Rod. Can Buffalo, do they have to win this game?
Well, let me ask you a question. Is it going to be the first half Buffalo or the second half Buffalo?
Yeah.
Because the first half Buffalo team looked like they were ready to tear it up.
Yeah.
And the second half Buffalo team looked like, what happened to that team?
Right.
And that's been them all year.
My question is, like, which one is it going to be? Because mm-hmm. in the second half, they didn't play that good. They had a couple drives, and you know, offensively. But, you know, the big thing, you can't give Josh Allen – you can't let him throw the ball and run the ball. You got to make him choose his poison, right? Or pick his poison. And if you give him both, the run and the pass, he's going to tear you apart.
We found out on this show through our great Steve DeSager that this is Patrick Mahomes' first road playoff game. How do you think he's going to be able to handle that and not getting the home cooking in this game?
Well, I mean,
you think he gets home cooking?
I do.
Do you think he gets home cooking? We've seen it. They made a meal for him. When they the last Super Bowl they went to, you remember that play on the sideline they gave to him that set up the field goal?
I do.
That was a bad call, Rod, yes?
Look, if it's your kitchen, you should make it.
Exactly.
You're the chef in the kitchen.
Yes.
First of all, I don't think it's really going to bother him because the weather, it's the same as
similar. Yep.
In Buffalo.
Yep.
So I don't think that's going to bother him. I think what's going to hurt Buffalo, if it comes to fruition to what is going on, I mean, the guys they got nicked up, in this past game, if they can't come back and play, that's not the same defense, right? So, secondly, I think the Kansas City Chiefs defense has played extremely well all year long.
Yep.
So that shouldn't be a surprise. You can take a good defense on the road anytime in any place. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's going to be can the Kansas City Chiefs run the football? And if they can run the football, then I think Patrick Mahomes can do some damage throwing the ball to the air. I would not be surprised if Kansas City goes in there and wins.
Kansas City has, they tend to abandon the run even when they have success because of Patrick Mahomes, right? I agree.
Well, not because of Patrick Mahomes. That's because of Andy Reid. Andy Reid don't like to run the football, man.
Exactly.
He didn't run football in Philly.
That's my point, because I agree with you. I think that's been their bread and butter this year if you really break down Kansas City. It's the way they've been able to run the ball and the way their defense has played. So if they don't abandon that, I agree with you. But, yeah, they tend to abandon that a lot.
Yes, Andy does. But I think Andy has learned his lesson, especially having Pacheco, right, who runs like he's crazy.
He does.
High knees, arms are all over the place, but he's productive. And I think Andy has realized a good run game can take that pressure off his quarterback, and that's why they've been so successful this year.
All right.
Especially late in the year.
People in Cleveland, Baker Mayfield helped them win their first playoff game in over 20-something years. They couldn't wait to run him out of town. And now here's Baker Mayfield with a 10-0 lead.
Exactly.
Right? What about Tampa Bay? I should ask you first about the Eagles. They look like they're dead. Maybe it's all over. I mean, they started out 10-1, but it's been bad.
They do not look good. they haven't played the same since the beginning of the season. Tampa Bay's, they are on fire. I even thought Tampa Bay's going to win this football game, and nobody would have said that at the beginning of the year, right? I mean, Philly was that team. They just don't look like the same team that it was last year that went to the Super Bowl.
It is amazing. Last one, Detroit Lions. So Kerry Rhodes now has rewritten his – he wishes that he was drafted by the Lions.
What?
He wishes that he would have played for the Lions, and now he's all the way in. Not only is he on the bandwagon, he's driving the bus.
I'm driving,
He's driving.
Yeah.
Ooh, you're driving the bus that the Detroit's going to win what?
Go to the Super Bowl.
I didn't say that. Whoa, time out. Rod, I didn't say that.
Rod, I didn't say that.
Okay. I say NFC Championship game.
They might get to the championship game.
Exactly.
Though. All right, but they finally. I mean, Rod, this is they won. I give them credit. I do, but it seems mind-boggling that a team in the National Football League could have one playoff game win since 1957 to finally get a playoff win, and they did it.
They won. That's their Super Bowl.
No, I don't think that's right. I think these guys are ready to go, man. I really believe in Dan Campbell and what he's brought to the table.
I like him too. Yeah. I like Dan Campbell. I like Aaron Glenn. I like all the guys,
yes.
Right? I like Campbell. But if McVay didn't make a couple decisions, Detroit would have lost that game.
Thank you. Hello. Is this on? Tell him, Rod. Tell him.
Right.
There was a couple of decisions that McVay made that he shouldn't have made, and that gave Detroit the victory.
You think they should?
Because Detroit only had 3 points in the second half.
Right, and even that punt, the punt that he punted to give Detroit the ball for Goff to make that pass to give him the first down to run the clock out. Would you have gone for it there, or you would have punted and trusted your defense?
I would have.
You got to go for it. What are you doing? You thinking to get the ball back?
Well, the defense had been playing well all second half, so I'm sure he was going off that, in theory, right?
It didn't work out.
Where's analytics when you need it?
Exactly. All right, Rob, we appreciate you, my man. Thank you. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, Rob.
Yep, yeah. No doubt. All right. Are Mike Tomlin's days numbered in Pittsburgh? He never had a losing season, right?
He has not.
No, but no. Things aren't going well. We'll get into that next. It is The Odd Couple right here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
America.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
A dream. That my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
It is The Odd Couple.
Before we even come in, that part.
Oh, yeah.
Not being judged by the color of your skin, but the content of your character.
Man.
That's for everybody, man.
No doubt. Happy MLK Day as we celebrate a great man and what he did to this country. It's The Odd Couple. Also on Magic City Monday, Rob Parker, Kerry Rhodes. Coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. Chris Broussard will be back mañana. And the Steelers lost. That's not a shot.
Yeah.
But it's really about the future, right? Nobody thought they were going to beat Buffalo. It's right. About what could they cover the 10 points. But, Rob G., you were tuned in on what happened at the press conference with Coach Mike Tomlin, correct? What we got?
Anyone?
Mike, you have a year left on your contract.
Exit stage left. What was that? Her question. This wasn't the first question, right, of the press conference, mm-hmm. Kerry. But at some point, so he did 3 minutes, mm-hmm. and then she asked, "You have a year left of your contract."
Fair.
That's a fair question.
Fair question. Never even got
to the question. Right, because it was, and she didn't really have to say that because he knows how many years left in your contract. I guess. Should have been, do you expect to be the head coach of this team going forward?
And she probably would have got to that if he would have given her a chance. But, I think that's the
– He didn't want to hear it. I get it. Reporters ask questions. I know people think we're mean-spirited. That's just our job. That's all it is. Nothing personal.
Right.
But I'm telling you, I know they don't fire. They've had 3 coaches in 75 years or something or whatever it's been.
Yeah.
I mean, incredible.
Yeah.
This thing is stale. Come on. Kerry, something's got to change here.
No, I think it's stale as well. I agree with you. Mike's a great coach, but again, he's – when you start hearing the same message over and over, it falls on deaf ears a lot of times.
And Steve, didn't you bring up Steve brought up the numbers. Like they can't score.
Oh, yeah, 13 receiving touchdowns on the year. Yeah.
I mean, you're not going to win anything.
You're not going to win any games like that.
I'm just.
Well, they won 10.
Somehow they won 10.
Yeah.
And it's always the same. It's really ugly, mm-hmm. and they stick around, and then somehow they win. That, like, it's the same thing over and over.
Right. Yeah, no, I mean, yeah, it's a – there gets to a point where –
Do you think he might step down?
Man, that's a possibility. I mean, I know there's a
– I know they don't want to fire him, but
– Right. It'll be one of those Bill Belichick things.
See, that's what I think.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
like same decision. Thing with Pete Carroll. Mm-hmm. Say, yep, Pete Carroll, right? They did the same thing to him.
Yeah.
He wanted to stay. No. Thank you.
Thank you for your service.
Yeah. And now he's got a job counting paper clips.
Yeah, he's still going to get paid a couple million. He'll be fine. He'll be fine.
He's 72. Like, guys don't want to go. They don't want to go home.
I know. And that's the thing. Even when we talk about Bill Belichick going to the Cowboys, that's a terrible fit for me.
I agree. I'd rather, if I'm him, I'd rather go to the Chargers. Because I really would. They got their defense, to me, underachieved. And that's what Bill's strength is. You got a quarterback. Justin Herbert went backwards this year.
Yep.
I think he's got talent, but he went backwards this year.
Yeah.
A lot of picks in the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. I think the most in the NFL, Rob G., right? But you have something to work with. Anybody who takes a job where you don't have a quarterback is a bad job.
It is. And especially at their age, right? Like, if you're at that advanced age, you need to go into a situation.
And Bill's trying to win the 15. What do you need? 15 games?
14.
Right.
But I think there's the thing about all these coaches, right? The longevity that, you know, obviously Bill had and Mike had.
24 years in one spot, my God.
And, you know, to have that, they become family. And, you know, they have community ties, and, you know, the kids are in schools.
But they're not Supreme Court justices or popes.
They are
those
not.
Those are the only jobs you keep forever. Everybody else has to move on.
You have to move on. It's just it'll be interesting. I think the Mike Tomlin situation is one where he can definitely stay there. You know, they're not going to fire him, but it may be a chance to move on.
Yeah,
it's interesting.
If I'm the Steelers.
You're not bringing anybody better than Mike.
Yeah, but again, is it the status quo of doing the same thing over and over? I get it. There's a part that you want to be relevant.
Yeah.
But then you look at other teams and the moves that they made, and you just get a new coach in Houston with a rookie quarterback, and you're in the second round. Do you see what I'm saying?
I do.
So you can sit here and go, well, but Mike Tomlin always finishes over 500, but they're not advancing.
Right.
Why could Houston advance?
Right. I mean, in this situation, it's the same thing you're saying with Dak then.
Right.
In theory.
That's what I mean.
That's what you're kind of alluding to.
It's the same thing. You don't know Trey Lance might win you a playoff game. You do not know that.
Right.
So, all right, hour number three is coming up. It is the Odd Couple. You know what you need to do. Stick and stay.
Everyone across the glorious U.S. of A.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.